Is there a hill? Yes. Oh, well, shucks, Miss Snyder. I don't see what all the folks are mad at me for. Now, Ab's going up to Spridgeville to get in jail with his own doing. Of course, I feel sorry for him. Yes, I'd feel sorry if anybody didn't have enough sense to keep out of jail when he ain't done nothing. Yes. See, how are your hens laying these days? Yes. Well, it does seem as though a hen can do a lot of cackling not to get no better results than they do. Yes, the trouble is, just as quick as one hen lays an egg, all the rest of the hens try to get credit for it. Yes. Well, I wouldn't worry none about that, Peters, Miss Snyder. He won't get nothing worse than the gout. No. See, I gotta go now. Yes, customer just came in. Thanks. Well, goodbye.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Winterbotham.
Yes, good morning, Miss Gale. What can I do for you this morning?
I just dropped in to inquire about poor Mr. Peters.
Oh, shucks, Miss Gale. He ain't sick or nothing. He's just in jail.
Oh, Mr. Winterbotham, you're so quaint. But you're not deceiving me. I know how your heart bleeds for him.
No, I don't. That's just some ketchup you see there. Spilled on the shirt front.
Oh, I wasn't looking at that. Tell me, is he comfortable?
The room's quite more comfortable than I be. I tell you right now, that's the first thing you ever see to, being comfortable.
Oh, it must be glorious to be so close to a man of his character, Mr. Winterbottom.
I ain't close to him. He's clean over in Squidville.
Oh, but you know what I mean. You two have always been close.
No, I ain't so close, but Ab thinks more of a nickel than he does of his right eye.
Oh, dear, I didn't mean that at all. I meant you two are such boon companions.
Oh, say, my great-granddad was a friend of Daniel Boone.
Oh, dear, that isn't what I mean at all. But never mind, it isn't important. All Corn Center is proud of him. He's the most important man in town.
Dagnabbit, he ain't in town. He's over in Squidville.
Oh, that's not important.
What?
When Professor Thistlethwaite told all his old neighbors how Mr. Peters had gone to Squidville to get Hector Smith out of jail, and how when he had failed, he himself entered the jail cell in solemn protest, you can imagine how we were all touched.
Oh, shucks now. Professor Thistlethwaite's been around here quite a while, and I never knowed him to make a touch.
Well, I don't understand.
The professor gets a good salary. I don't see why he'd have to touch his friend.
What?
Besides, touching everyone in town is kind of a good thing too far, appears to me.
Oh, but he didn't.
What? You just said he did.
If you mean he tried to borrow money, he didn't.
Well, shucks, Miss Zaria. I don't want to be impolite or nothing, but... Well, I do kind of wish you'd make up your mind.
I'm merely trying to say that we were all tremendously impressed by Professor Thistlethwaite's story of how Mr. Peters became a prisoner voluntarily.
It wasn't voluntary. He called the judge a sheep-stealing coyote.
Oh, a clever device for gaining his end.
I'll tell you right now, if Ed Peters ever calls me a sheep-stealing coyote, it'll be his end.
Please, won't you let me finish?
Well, excuse me, go ahead.
The whole town is tremendously impressed with the way Mr. Peters went to jail in protest against that terrible Hector Smith being held unjustly.
Yes, Ed was pretty upset about that, all right.
Of course he was.
Yes, he hated to see Hector getting all that fried chicken and reading all them detective stories.
And the people of Corn Center are going to find some way to recognize his unselfish devotion to an ideal.
Well, you mean they're planning to erect a statue in his honor, a bust maybe?
Oh, I haven't heard of anything being done toward that end.
What? You don't mean to tell me they're thinking of making a statue of him featuring some other villain?
Whatever are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Ed Peters has got his pulse. But I won't let Phil and have him insulted, not
but
by his own sight.
We're not going to insult him. We're going to honor him.
Yeah, I won't stand for none of these modernistic statues. It makes a fellow look like he's set it all out of shape. If there's a statue, it's going to have a head on it.
But we're not going to erect the statue.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you say so?
I thought I did.
I'm the one that ought to have the statue anyway. Ed Peters ought to be satisfied with the constable's wife's cooking. Now, I got to stay here and run the store and do all the work.
You know, the town election isn't so very far off.
Well, shucks, you won't get that interested in that. Ever since the town was defeated for dog capture.
To make Mr. Peters dog catcher would be ridiculous.
Yes, you're right. With that bum knee, he'd never be able to catch a dog.
Some of the better element of our dear little city have been talking.
You bet they have. They do lots of talking.
Oh, do be serious. You know as well as I do that Corn Center needs a leader of high ideals, unselfish devotion, character.
Hey, you ain't changing the subject on me, are you?
Well, no, certainly not. We're still talking about Mr. Peters.
Yeah, I guess he must have changed quite a bit since I seen him last.
Mayor Schultzenheimer's all right in his way, but...
he's one of our best customers.
Well, it's just as Professor Sipperwaite said. We need someone with his eyes and stars.
Yeah, maybe. Just so he ain't moonstruck.
Someone who will be a force for good, for sweetness and life.
That burns sissy.
Yes. No, certainly not. A man of iron.
Say, what's all this got to do with Ed Peters?
We're going to urge him to let us elect him mayor.
What? No. Dad, burn it, I'm against it.
But Mr. Winter, how's
all the eggs breaking?
Oh, why, good morning, Duke. How are you?
Great. That is, I was feeling great.
Oh, say, you know Mrs. Elliot, don't you, Duke?
Please, Mr. Winterbottom, I don't wish to talk to him.
Well, you can tell her that's Jake with me.
Yes, he says he's got Jake with him.
You may say to him that I'm either interested in him or his friends.
Well, why don't you tell him?
I refuse to have anything to do with him.
Well, anyway, I guess you heard her, Duke.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Say, I can't see her for Duke. And I can't hear her for the same reason.
Oh, well, dagnabbit, she said she would like it just as well if you wasn't so happy.
Did that dame say that?
Yes, that's exactly what she said.
I didn't.
Well, tell her she gives me a pain.
Now, see here. Please don't forget I'm a lady.
She says, Duke, she says she might forget she's a lady.
I don't believe it.
And he says he don't believe you are a lady.
Oh, dear.
I didn't say that at all. Hey, look, Skipper, you're getting me all wrong.
Well, dagnabbit, if you don't like the way I give you messages, you can do your own dadburn talking.
I didn't say I was a lady.
What's that?
Oh, dear, now you have me doing it, too.
Hey, Cap, would you please tell those squid I know she's a lady? But if she don't stop beefing, I may forget I'm a gentleman and sucking the teeth.
Oh, no, he wouldn't dare.
Well, anyway, I'd feel like it.
I wish you were my husband.
Now, that's more like it. You folks ought to be friends.
Yes, if you were my husband, I'd turn you out in the rain.
Yeah, if I was your husband, I'd go.
Oh, shucks, Mrs. Ed, you couldn't do that.
Oh, couldn't I?
No, you couldn't.
Why not?
Because it ain't raining.
Oh, I was merely indulging in hyperbole, you know. I wouldn't actually treat Mr. Duke that way, really.
Well, I guess you know I was just cracking wise, too. I do that. It don't mean a thing.
How in tarnation expect me to know?
You must realize, Mr. Winterbottom, that I'm a poetess.
You see no doubt about that.
Yeah, me, I'm an actor, see? And I have an actor's temperament, see?
I don't know what the excuse is, but it seems to me you're both a mite cantankerous.
The poetic temperament is sometimes a little unreliable. Too.
Well, maybe, but not as much as the active temperament, say.
Oh, really, Mr. Duke, I'm sure poets are much more susceptible to fits of temperament than are actors.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen here, baby.
Stop it. Don't call me baby. I don't like it. Besides, it isn't nice.
All right. But no Tanktown doll is going to tell me she's got more right to go berserk than I have.
The idea's silly.
And I'll just hold on a minute.
Oh, yes? The idea's silly, is it? Well, let me tell you something.
You can't tell me anything.
Maybe you
can. Dad, burn it, I said hold on a minute, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, but she just
you
said...
You just Dad,
dang it, Mrs. Gale, I mean you too.
Well, Mr. Winterbottom.
You folks talk about temperament. Well, you ain't seen no peppery temperament yet.
Temperament yet?
I meant mint yet.
You mean you meant mint yet?
You're both wrong. It's peppery peppermint yet, I am.
Yeah, you're crazy. Peppery peppermint yet.
Peppery peppermint.
Peppery mint.
Peppery peppermint.
Peppery peppermint.